As we look again at America through the eyes of Isaiah, we're reading from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Isaiah chapter 2, beginning in verse 7. Their land also is full of silver and gold. Neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses. Neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. These people, according to verse 7, had money. As a matter of fact, the Bible says the land was full of silver and gold. It doesn't say that they had silver and gold. It says the land was filled with silver and gold. It says that there was no end of their treasures. Their treasures would include things above and beyond the silver and the gold that were already mentioned. And then he says the land was full of horses. Now that's a sign of wealth. And there was no end to their chariots. They had chariots to no end. So already in the first two chapters of this book, you find several references as to how wealthy these people were. Back in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 22, the Bible says your silver is become dross. Notice also in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 20, when the Bible says, in that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold. And so these people were very rich. Edward Young, in his commentary on Isaiah, says, the people had become literally money mad. They had more money than they needed, and they were living it up. And that's not all. The Bible says that they used this silver and gold to make idols. Notice verse 8. The Bible says that the land was also full of idols. And that language reminds us of Acts 17, verse 16, where the Bible says that the city of Athens was filled with idols. And note again what the Bible says in verse 20 about their idols of silver and their idols of gold. Now, does this not sound like America today? This country is infected with the love of money. All people think about is getting more of it and spending more of it. And the cycle really never ends. Listen to what Solomon said later in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10. He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver. But of course, try telling that to people today, because we have so many people that are addicted to money making. They are obsessed with money and wealth and things, and they have no appreciation for the gospel simply because they're thinking about the things of this world. Jesus warned, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Matthew 6, 19 through 21. Jesus also said, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Matthew 16, verse 26. And the Apostle Paul said that the love of money is the root of all that is all kinds, every form of evil. What about the idolatry, though? In verse 8, the Bible says their land also is full of idols. So how does that apply to us? You might be thinking, well, at least we're not there yet. At least we're not so bad that we have idols in America. There are some, but at least the land is not full of them. Is that true? Well, folks, if you think about it from the standpoint of what the Bible says about idolatry in the New Testament, we're already there. We have many idolaters in this nation. Why? Because they're the same as the others that we just mentioned in verse 7. Listen to Ephesians 5, verse 5. That passage says that a covetous man is an idolater. He may not bow down before a carved image of gold or silver or wood, but he does love money, and because he loves money, he is an idolater. A greedy, money-loving man is an idolater because he worships money. That is his God. And so our situation is not really different from Judah in Israel's time. And that's America through the eyes of Isaiah the prophet.